Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning. I would like for you to listen to a message I brought, a recent message. Thank you for listening this morning. I want to encourage you to please join us at Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel in Noblesville, 10 o'clock.
Exodus chapter 23. Now here the Lord is speaking in verse 20, chapter 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel. Who's that angel? That's a capital A in your Bible, right? That's the Lord Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ. I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. The Lord is preparing the ground. You know, the Lord goes before us and prepares our way. Beware of him and obey his voice. Beware of him who? Beware of the angel. Beware of the Lord and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Verse 22, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. All the way back here at Mount Sinai, before they advanced to Kadesh Barnea, he said, I'm going to be with you into the promised land. Why did God have to send out spies then? Why did God send out spies? Why? Because God commanded Moses to send out spies. One leader from every tribe was to go into the promised land and to test them, to prove what they said here in Exodus. If they're going to do what he said they're going to do, they're going to trust him. Test their faith. Test their faith. I mean, God brought all 12 of them through the whole land of Israel safely. They didn't get captured. And yet they cried out to God, cried out unto Moses. And Moses was God's deliverer. Moses is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll see that when we get to the New Testament. But he's a deliverer. He's a redeemer. He helped the Israelites get out of Israel. God used him to deliver them. So that is the story of Kadesh Barnea. Now we're in Roman numeral 3. There were 10 times that the Lord says Israel tempted me 10 times. This was the 10th time here in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. So walking it backwards, let's start with the 9th provocation by Miriam and Aaron against God's anointed servant. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. So Miriam, Moses' sister, and Aaron spoke against Moses. Moses' first wife was from Midian, which was right in the area of Mount Sinai. And possibly that's where Moses saw the burning bush, was here in Mount Sinai, because that's where Midian was. His first wife was Zipporah. Now, this is Old Testament, and we know from David and Solomon that they married multiple women. And there is no indication that Zipporah had died in the wilderness, but we don't hear much of her after coming into Sinai. And he married this Ethiopian woman, and Miriam and Aaron is Moses' brother, start to murmur against Moses for marrying this woman. And the Bible tells us then, the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. God cursed her. God brought a plague upon her. Now, if you know your reading without going back and looking, did she stay leprous? No. 7 days she had to stay separated from the congregation of Israel because Moses intervened. He interceded in prayer, and God took away her leprosy after 7 days. Okay, number 8. The Hebrews complained of the manna God gave them to eat. This is in Numbers chapter 11. I have most of it printed out that I want you to see here in your notes. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And not sure what that mixed multitude was. Was it those who were Hebrews and Ethiopians, Hebrews and Egyptians? Not really sure. It doesn't give us much detail on the mixed multitude. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna. But now our soul is dried away beside this manna before our eyes." Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased, and there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side. I mean, the ground was covered with quail. Covered with quail. Because they were complaining about the manna. So the ground was covered with quail. Round about the camp, as it were, 2 cubits high above the face of the earth. So the ground was covered 2 cubits. What's a cubit? What's a good way to remember a cubit? Distance from elbow to fingertip, about 1.5 feet. Cubit. This is a cubit. And so with 2 cubits, so it was 3 feet high of dead quail. Now, you know how small quails are, right? They're tiny little things. I mean, trying to find a bone in a quail is like trying to find bone in fish. And the ground was covered. And so it said, "And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, and ere it was chewed," means before it was chewed, "the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague." Complaint number 7. Tempting the Lord, provoking the Lord. Number 7, we're going backwards. "And when the people complained," this one is found in Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them, that they that were in the uttermost parts of the camp." So we have 7, 8, 9, and 10, where the Lord got angry, they provoked the Lord to anger, and they were some of the people were consumed with plagues, or consumed by fire because of their complaining. Now here's number 6. Turn your Bibles to Exodus 32. This is known as the great sin. The great sin, Israel's great sin. Now you would wonder, how does Israel get to this particular point? After all they've seen by the hand of God, all the 10 plagues. Can somebody name some of the 10 plagues that took place in Israel? Flies, right? Darkness, locusts, the water turned blood, the death of the firstborn. You know, number 10 is prominent in Scripture. There's 4 perfect numbers, God's perfect numbers in Scripture. Number 3, speaks of divine perfection. The number 7 speaks of spiritual perfection. 3, of course, we know the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the divinity of God. Okay, we have 7 in creation. 7 days in creation speaks of the spiritual perfection of God. 70 times 7, we're supposed to forgive. There are 70 weeks of Daniel. 7 is a prominent number throughout Scripture. The number 10 is ordinal perfection. It speaks of the 10 commandments, the 10 plagues. You have 10 fingers, 10 toes. We use 10 as a digit. We have 10 separate digits that are used in our numbering system from 0 or a 0 all the way up to a 9. And we repeat those or use those in combinations to create any kind of number. And then there's one more. No, not the number 5. And the number 12. Governmental perfection. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles in the New Testament, 24 elders in the book of Revelation. And so those are the 4 perfect numbers of God. And so we see the plagues that were brought upon, 10 different plagues were brought upon Egypt, and then the parting of the Red Sea and the destruction of Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. And this sin is considered the great sin. And Moses was on top of the mountain in verse 1, chapter 32, book of Exodus. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us, for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. How long was Moses up there on Mount Sinai? 40 days. 40 days. 40 days from about the time they crossed over the Red Sea. 40 days, how fast our thinking changes. 40 days, how fast our thinking changes. How fast they saw miracle after miracle, yet after 40 days, they sort of forgot, swept it all under the rug, and said, hey, Moses ain't coming back. Let's make ourselves our own gods. Forget about the God of Moses, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob, who did all these marvelous things. Why are you in church today? So we remember what God has done for us. Because we would be like Israel, constantly forgetting what God has done for us. So easy to forget. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings that were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf, and which said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morn, and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to drink and to eat and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, he said, the Lord said, Thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a golden calf and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. What does that mean? Stubborn. They are stubborn as a mule. They are stubborn. Stubborn. Now, therefore, let me alone, and my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Didn't we hear this once before? God told Moses this in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. Moses came down, he broke the tablets that he had in his hand in his fury and anger. They broke, they fell to the ground and they broke. He saw the people dancing before the calf. And Moses says in verse 21, What did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, Make us gods which go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has happened to him. Verse 24, And I said unto them, Whatsoever hath any gold, or whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Now listen to, this is Aaron's, this is comical. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. No, he didn't work it. He didn't use any tools. He didn't mold it and shape it at all. He just threw the gold in the fire, and out came this calf. Oh, come on, Aaron. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And they went throughout the camp and they brought forth a big slaughter. And in verse 28, about 3,000 men were slaughtered because God was angry. And Moses said in verse 29, Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his sons and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Verse 30, And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, Ye have sinned a great sin. And now will I go up unto the Lord peradventure, I shall make an atonement for your sins. Means perhaps I shall make an atonement. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. And so this is known as the great sin. And so, but it started here where the Lord brought plagues or judgment upon Israel when they murmured. Five to number one, there's no judgment. So here in Exodus chapter 17, the people chided Moses because they thirsted in Rephidim, and God provided a river of water that flowed out of the rock of Horeb. Will you show that picture up there, Doug, for me, please? The rock of Horeb is near Mount Zion, and this was discovered, Mount Sinai, and this was discovered near Mount Sinai, and All this rock, all this discovery here, this rock is huge. You would look like an ant. You would look like the size of this dot right next to that rock. If you can see this man standing down here. And this water shot out of here. And if you look from a view from up at the top and look out, you can see a dried riverbed. I mean, you're feeding over 2 million people water. And providing 2 million people water was gushing out of this. And all the rocks around here show signs of a major flow of water. And they have been like round stones, like you see around bodies of water. All the sharp edges have been cut off. And the rocks are very smooth. And this was Mount Horeb, where the rock that provided the water. Let's read that here in your notes. And they pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink, wherefore the people did chide with Moses. It's just another word for murmur. And said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? What could they have done? Yes, they came into an area that didn't have water. What could they have done? Prayed. Asked God. God, can you provide us water? Moses, can we all go to the Lord and pray and ask God for water? But no, they complained. And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And so God said to Moses in Exodus 17, and we don't have that here, basically, smite the rock and water shall come up out of this rock. And verse 6 in chapter 70, behold, I stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it. And that is the rock right there. In number 4, the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. So they're saying, God brought us into the wilderness so we can die there instead of Egypt? Of course, God had a purpose for them, and he was going to provide for them.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.